Let's pick the best joke of the week, shall we? Thanks for sending them to John Williams at WGNradio.com. On Fridays, we pick our favorites. Here's joke of the week number one.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a police officer, and John Williams will star as a motorist who has just been pulled over.
Okay, fella, I need you to say the alphabet starting with M.
Malphabet. Joke of the week number two.
Dave, my church serves noodles at communion.
What religion are you?
Roman Catholic.
Get it? Here's joke of the week number three.
Hey, Dave, I lost my twin in Australia.
What happened?
We were separated at Perth.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, and speaking of Australia, a man was killed by a shark while honeymooning there. Hmm. Reports say he didn't suffer too long as he'd only been married 5 days.
Oh, jeez.
Quick detour to the 1960s there. Here's joke of the week number five.
Hey, guys, here's a line to use at your next chemistry mixer. Come up to an attractive woman and say, are you 11 protons? Because, girl, you sodium fine.
Joke of the week number seven. Pardon me, six.
The following is a chemistry smarty pants joke and may be unsuitable for some listeners.
Hey, Dave, why won't you tell me what radioactive material you have in your laboratory?
Because it's none of your bismuth.
I wrote that joke myself. Can you tell?
That was very clever.
That's why we played it again. I know it's not the best joke, but I was reading Davis Ebell's Elements book about Madame Curie. And in there, they mentioned that bismuth is a mineral that they needed to mine in order to extract enough radioactive elements from bismuth. So I, when I'm reading that, I go, bismuth, what a funny word. It's like none of your business. And so then I made that really funny joke. Well, I've talked about it a lot. Let's move on. Joke of the week number seven.
Did you hear about the special haunted house for dads? It's a three-bedroom ranch in the suburbs and all the lights are on.
Here's joke of the week number eight.
Here's a good tip on how to sleep in a living room chair. One, be old. Two, sit in a chair.
Number nine, please.
The waiter says,
can I bring you anything to compliment your pizza?
The patron says,
no, thanks. I can do that myself. Hey, pizza, you look good in a sundress.
That one goes out to not only a young man from Arlington Heights who sent it in, but a guy named Royce Elliott, who used to tell a version of that joke in Peoria, one of the great entertainers Central Illinois has ever produced. Hats off to you, Royce. And now we move on to joke of the week number 10.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a therapist, and John Williams will star as his patient.
From now on, please make an effort to forget all the people who have hurt you.
I will.
Great. And today's appointment is $500.
I'm sorry, do I know you? Here's joke of the week number 11.
Last night, I accidentally turned off our Wi-Fi box, and across the street, I heard,
oh, crap.
Sorry, that made me laugh again. I don't mean to influence the jury. Joke of the week number 12.
My girlfriend invited me over to meet her cannibal father.
How'd that go?
He grilled me for hours.
Joke of the week number 13.
Jim in Indiana says, this is a joke, but it's also a true story, John. He says he went to the hardware store with his wife to buy a broom. And when they went to pay, the cashier said, I'm sorry, but I don't have a bag big enough for this. And he said, that's okay. My wife will just ride it home.
Here comes joke of the week number 14.
Years ago, we got a yellow cat and named him Butter. After he died, we got another little yellow cat. We named him, I can't believe it's not Butter.
Is that still a product? Do they still have that out there in the grocery stores?
I don't know.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen the commercial in a while. So if you didn't get that one, once upon a time. Anyway, let's pick the joke of the week now. Dave Ennett, you want to go first this week?
Yes. Separated at Perth.
Nicely done, sir. Bobby Kessler says,
I liked Malphabet.
Malphabet, a couple of the first and third joke. I'm going to go with bismuth because I came up with that one all by myself. Steve Alexander likes,
she'll ride it home.
The broom joke, yes, why not? Producer Pete, where are you going to go today, my friend?
I like the Wi-Fi joke.
The Wi-Fi joke. Well, look, we're spreading the love all the way around. We'll randomly select a name in just a minute, and somebody will receive a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.